Well, this is the time of the day when we get a visit from a member of the Flying Musicians Association, and today our guest is Ian Blair Fries. And Ian is an accordion player, and this is going to be an accordion like you may not have heard before. It's a digital accordion.
Yes, it is.
So, Ian, welcome to Squawk 1200.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
So you have an interesting story about how you became an accordion player and the intersection between that as a hobby and your professional life. Talk about that.
Yes. Well, I'm an orthopedic and a hand surgeon. And I did play a little accordion when I was young, in my teenagers, and then I didn't play for a number of years. And about 6-7 years ago, a young lady came to my office for a second opinion. She had what we call a mangled hand, a very severely injured hand. And the question that I was asked, she'd already had 4 operations, was would another operation on the hand make a difference? That's the sort of second opinion a surgeon might give. And I examined her and all the rest, and I really had to tell her I don't think that additional surgery would make this hand any better than it was. And then I asked her, you know, but you haven't told me how this hand really bothers you. And she said, well, you know, nobody asked me that. I said, well, I'm asking you that. How does this hand really bother you? And she says, I can't play accordion anymore. And so that night, of course, I went home and I pulled my accordion out and I said, I can play accordion. I mean, maybe not well, but I can play accordion. And I've been playing accordion ever since then.
Oh, neat. Now, I understand that you flew here in an airplane that probably not too many people brought with them, right?
Well, I fly a TBM, and I have a TBM 900,
yeah.
And I've flown TBMs now for about 19 years. It's my third TBM.
Oh, my goodness.
And the plane is just a wonderful plane. There's a tremendous amount of redundancy in it of all sorts, except for the engine, but everything else is redundant, and that's why I carry redundant accordions with me. So just in case an emergency circumstance, I actually have 2 accordions with me at all times.
So a TBM 900 is not the airplane I envision that you just take around the pad. You must use this perhaps for business purposes?
Yes, it's actually a business aircraft for me. I do all consultative work now, both in aerospace medicine, specifically AME work, particularly drugs, alcohol, and antidepressant medications. And then I have my practice orthopedic surgical consultations, like I did for this young lady. I have offices in Vero Beach, Florida, and in New Jersey. And my aircraft gets me back and forth. 3 hours, and I am 3-hour flight, 15 minutes commute on each side. You can't do that in an airline.
Yep,
I don't care what you do.
They say it's a time machine.
Absolutely.
Well, let's hear some music from one of these redundant accordions on your TBM, please. Your instrument is a Roland digital accordion, so
Correct.
It's able to do some things that the conventional accordion that we think of up here in polka country might do.
Well, I hope you don't mind. I do not play polkas.
That's okay.
That's fine.
While I do play a lot of French musette, which of course is very much accordion, I like to use the other tones or sounds that are on this. So if you would like, let me play a piece which is an old Jerry Vale piece. And it was written by a gentleman by the name of Paul Insetta. And Paul Insetta was actually his first manager that got him his first jobs. And he also wrote the music for Jerry Vale.
We'd love to hear it.
So this is called I Live Each Day.
Ian Blair Fries. Thank you. That's I Lived Each Day, played by Ian Blair Fries, who's with the Flying Musicians Association.
Yes.
Ian, we've heard some of your colleagues talk about the fact that the aptitudes, the skill set of pilots and musicians are often the same. I'm curious, which came first for you?
Well, as I said, I did play accordion as a teenager. I hadn't thought of which comes first. I do a lot of things with my hands. I'm a surgeon, which uses hands a lot. I'm a pilot, which uses hands a lot. And we can talk about that because I think that people are not using their hands enough flying nowadays. again, I gave a talk just yesterday. And, you know, pilots are now flying that at 500 feet, they turn the autopilot on, they play with the computer the whole way, and they turn it off 200 feet before they land. And sometimes I wonder whether that's really flying, you see. It's playing a computer game. And sorry to be on my soapbox about that, but
I've been on the same soapbox. I understand.
but the nice thing about music and about flying is that in many ways it's sort of the same thing. You know, we look at music and then we translate it into physical activity. Well, we do the same thing in an airplane. We look at a flight plate. We look at a flight plate. We look at a checklist, and we're creating things with our hands with that. So it is the same type of skill.
So the kind of flying that you do in your TBM, it would kind of lend itself to that. It's a route that you take frequently, so you know it well.
Yes.
It's probably stays in the GPS. It's probably easy to call up, just kind of go. Do you find that you're choosing to hand fly just to kind of keep yourself familiar?
I like hand flying the plane. Yeah. You know, it's like driving a nice car. It's nice to actually drive it. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Sure.
So the answer is yes. However, the ability to know that the plane will fly itself when you have to start to manage weather, you see, or complex clearances and things is wonderful because you have a co-pilot with you, and a fast airplane that you're flying in weather, in and out of, let's say, New York, Boston, Chicago, all the rest, you really do need that extra hand, and that's what an autopilot can do for you.
Now, how's owning a TBM different from owning, say, a simpler single-engine aircraft from the perspective of maintenance and things like that?
Believe it or not, I look at the maintenance in a turbine actually as less than in a piston. I flew some high-powered piston aircraft before this, pressurized Malibus and all the rest, and they shake themselves a lot and things break. The turbine is so much easier to maintain. I know they talk about how expensive the parts are, but, you know, any piston aircraft I've had has never met TBO. It just doesn't. Well, turbines do. So you have to amortize that, if you wish, over time. I do a lot of, when I fly from Florida, I do a lot of cross-water flying, and I've crossed the Atlantic 5 times with the plane. I am comfortable doing that in a turbine airplane. I think a little bit more about it in doing it in a reciprocating aircraft.
Sure, yeah.
Would you play us one more piece on the digital accordion?
Okay, I'll play one more. Give me one moment here, and we'll try this one.
Okay, we've been talking with Ian Blair Fries from the Flying Musicians Association, and Ian is playing a number called "Tis Autumn."